السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته and welcome to حزب التحرير's English podcast. Press release. Is there in the Ummah of Islam anyone who will heal the hearts of the believers by punishing those who committed the massacre of Al-Shifa and other massacres? Translated. The occupation forces withdrew at dawn on Monday, the 1st of April, 2024, from inside Al-Shifa Medical Complex and its surrounding areas after a two-week operation of storming and siege. This operation led to the martyrdom, injury, and arrest of hundreds. The footage that was broadcasted after the withdrawal process showed shocking scenes of the range of charred bodies of martyrs in the streets and roads surrounding Al-Shifa Medical Complex, while medical sources reported that hundreds of bodies of martyrs were found in the complex and the surrounding streets after the withdrawal of the occupation forces. Sources said that the occupation forces burned the buildings of the medical complex, causing it to be completely out of service, confirming that the extent of the destruction in the complex and surrounding buildings was very large. The atrocities and crimes committed by the Jewish army in Al-Shifa complex and its surroundings were unimaginable to anyone. The entity surpassed its brutal crimes and broke everything that was said to be a red line in wars. There is no safe place and no sanctity for any place or person. In the Al-Shifa massacre, they stormed a hospital, besieged it, executed and arrested medical staff, and committed crimes against unarmed civilians who fled to the hospital after their homes were destroyed. They besieged them and deprived them of food, drink, and medicine. A number of them were executed while they were handcuffed. Others were arrested, and they ran over others with the wheels of their vehicles in the hospital courtyards. Even the dead in the morgues and the martyrs who were buried in the hospital courtyards were also victims of the crime, according to testimonies and news. The criminal entity has made women and children one of its quote-unquote strategic goals and one of its quote-unquote victories that it has achieved, as they constitute, according to statistics, more than 70% of the victims of the brutal genocidal war in Gaza. The media and social media sites have reported horrific testimonies and scenes of the criminality and brutality they were subjected to in the Shifa massacre. According to one of the testimonies of a woman who was fleeing with her children from Gaza City to the south of the Gaza Strip on foot, the Jewish army unleashed dogs on them, killing the men and forcing the women to flee. There were also testimonies of survivors who lost hope in surviving after being deprived of food, drink, medicine, and severe bombing. The Euro-Mediterranean Observatory indicated that the actual scale and dimensions of the massacre have not yet been fully revealed, pointing out that its initial estimates indicate that more than 1,500 Palestinians are wounded or missing, half of them women and children, based on the testimonies received and its observations. The Euro-Mediterranean Observatory for Human Rights has documented the Jewish army's execution of 13 children in Al-Shifa Medical Complex and its surroundings. The observatory reported that its field team received identical statements and testimonies regarding executions and murders of children between the ages of 4 and 16 years, some of them while they were besieged with their families inside their homes, and others while they were trying to flee along paths previously designed for them by the army of the occupation after it forced them to flee their homes and places of residence. The brutal crime took place in full view of the entire world, without anyone doing anything. The so-called international community, with America at its head, the head of kufr and crime, is a partner in this crime and supporter of this entity, and the Muslim rulers are treacherous agents who guard the security of this entity and supply it with food, drink, and clothing. Above all, they are partners in these crimes. O Ummah of Islam, this massacre was committed, and others are still being committed in this blessed month, the month of Ramadan, the month that was of your ancestors, a month of victories and conquests, a month in which lands were liberated and in which the oppressors of the people were punished. A month in which Islam and its people were honored. So for Allah's sake, restore the history of your conquering ancestors and make this Ramadan this year before it ends the month of victory and empowerment by mobilizing the armies to liberate the Misra, site of Isra, of your noble messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam from the usurping Jews, to lift the injustice against the people of Gaza and stop the brutal aggression of the Jews against them. May Allah thus heal the hearts of the believers by punishing those who committed Al-Shifa massacre and other massacres.
وَيَوْمَئِذٍ يَفْرَحُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ بِنَصْرِ اللَّهِ يَنْصُرُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ.
And that day the believers will rejoice in the victory of Allah. He gives victory to whom He wills. Surah Ar-Rum, Ayah 4 and 5. Women's section in the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir.